see if they agree with you.
Ray heard a portal open at the other end of the room. A group that could only be the Kanji Club gang stepped into the already crowded cargo bay. Ray heard Han address their leader.
Tasu Leech, good to see you.
Curiosity got the better of Ray, and she crept back across the space to get a glimpse of the Kanji Club gang. There were only five of them, but they looked fearsome enough to take on enemies triple their number. They were heavily armed with different weapons, but they all wore identical expressions of fury as they glared at Han. Tasu spat at Han in a language Ray couldn't identify. The meaning was clear enough.
Guys, you're going to get what I promised, Han said. Have I ever not delivered before?
Your game is old, Balatik said, unconvinced. There's no one in the galaxy left for you to swindle.
Ray heard BB-8 beep in fear. Things were not going well for Han Solo.
That BB unit, Balatik said thoughtfully. I heard the First Order is looking for one just like it, and two fugitives.
At those words, Ray and Finn froze beneath the floor. Han had better talk his way out of that fast.
First I've heard of it, Han said.
Below the grating, Ray looked at Finn in panic. Quickly, she pushed herself back down the corridor toward the hatch. But as she crept forward, the brace beneath her hand gave way. A loud clang echoed through the room above them. It would be only a matter of time before the gangs started searching the freighter. Ray had to do something. Scanning the panels around her, she saw a junction box ahead. She crawled to the controls and began resetting the fuses.
What are you doing?
Finn whispered.
If we close the blast doors in that corridor, we can trap both gangs, Ray whispered back.
Sparks shot from the fuse box, but Ray ignored their tingle on her skin. Just another second and... One by one, the lights in the freighter died until everyone was standing in darkness.
I've got a bad feeling about this,
Han muttered from the middle of his standoff. Suddenly, all the lights blinked back on at once. As Ray reviewed her work, she realized she had made a mistake. A big mistake.
Oh no. Wrong fuses.
In the cargo bay, three containers housing hungry Rathtars opened.
New plan, Balatik shouted. Kill them and take the droid.
A firefight erupted above Ray and Finn. They had to get back to the Falcon before they were discovered, or worse, eaten by a Rathtar. Ray pushed open the floor hatch and crept outside.
The Falcon's this way, Finn said.
You sure? Ray asked, looking around for anything recognizable.
No.
Ray followed Finn down a long corridor. Anything had to be better than waiting around to be eaten by a Rathtar.
What do they look like? Ray asked.
Horrible,
Finn replied. They turned a corner and stumbled upon a scene of utter chaos. One of the gang members was tightly wrapped in the slimy tentacles of what could only be a Rathtar. The creature's flesh was covered in angry red scales that ran all the way from its round body to the tips of its 11 tentacles. On top of its head were pulsing orange pustules that Ray guessed must be sensitive to movement or light. The Rathtar had no eyes or any other apparent way of seeing the world. Most ferocious of all were the rows of razor-sharp teeth the beast exposed every time it howled.
They look like that,
Finn said as he pulled Ray away from the gruesome battle. But when they turned the next corner, another Rathtar was waiting for them. Finn tried to run, but the beast had already grabbed his leg.
Finn!
Ray shouted as the creature pulled him down the hallway. Ray ran after the beast as fast as she was able, but she couldn't keep up. Soon, the Rathtar had disappeared, and Finn along with it. Chapter 10. Ray gave herself exactly 10 seconds to panic. Finn was gone, and the ship was crawling with thugs who wanted to capture her and Rathtars that wanted to eat her. But she had to keep her cool. Finn needed her. Ray scanned the hallway and spotted the control panel that Han had used to access holomonitors throughout the ship. She looked through the monitors until she saw the Rathtar dragging Finn toward an open blast door. A blast door that Rey could control from that station. Rey took a deep breath and prepared to time her move perfectly. Just as the Rathtar began to slither over the threshold, Rey dropped the heavy door right behind it. It was trapped on the other side, away from Finn. Rey ran to help the traumatized Finn to his feet.
It had me, Finn said. But there was a door!
That's lucky, Rey said with a smile. She guided him back to the Falcon where Han, Chewie, and BB-8 were waiting for them. It looked like Chewie had hurt his arm in the fight, but otherwise everyone was in one piece.
Move it!
Han shouted to them. As they reached the Falcon's entry ramp, Han pointed at Rey.
You shut the hatch behind us.
He turned to Finn.
You take care of Chewie.
Rey waited as Finn helped Chewie on board and to the lounge for treatment. Then, as soon as Han and BB-8 were inside, she slammed the control to raise the ramp. Rey followed Han to the cockpit and sat next to him in the co-pilot's chair.
Hey, what are you doing?
Han asked.
Unkar installed a fuel pump, too, Rey said.
If you don't prime it, we're not going anywhere.
I hate that guy, Han muttered.
He flipped a few switches, and the Falcon's engines hummed with power.
Watch the thrust, Han instructed Rey. We're gonna jump to light speed.
From inside the hangar? Rey asked. Is that even possible?
Han shrugged.
I never ask that question until after I've done it.
Bam! A Rathtar leaped onto the Falcon's cockpit canopy, causing Rey to jump in her seat. Its rows of jagged teeth clinked against the glass as the creature tried to eat its way inside.
This is not how I thought this day would go,
Han said.
Rey couldn't agree more.
Angle the shields.
Got it, Rey replied.
Han turned to the lightspeed controls and spoke softly to the ship.
Come on, baby. Don't let me down.
He flipped the switch, and nothing happened.
What?
Han cried, completely dumbfounded.
Rey calmly pressed one button.
Compressor, she explained.
Han flipped the switch for lightspeed again, and instantly the Falcon shot into hyperspace. The cargo ship disappeared behind them. They were safe at last. In all the excitement, Rey had almost forgotten their mission for the Resistance. She still had to convince Han to take them to the Resistance base. She decided to show him BB-8's map. Surely that would be the most compelling argument she could make. They all gathered in the Falcon's lounge and watched as BB-8 projected a vast star map above them. Han studied the map quietly. Finally, he spoke.
Ever since Luke disappeared, people have been looking for him.
Why did he leave? Rey asked.
Han took a deep breath and explained as best he could. After the fall of the Empire, Luke was the last of the Jedi. He took it upon himself to teach the next generation the ways of the Force.
One boy, an apprentice, turned against him. Destroyed it all.
Han was staring determinedly at the ground. He went on to say that Luke was overcome with guilt. So the last Jedi had walked away from everything and everyone. The Resistance might have been counting on Luke to save the galaxy from the First Order, but Han had his doubts. Either way, Han refused to return to the Resistance base. But he did know someone else who might be able to help them. After a quick course correction, the Falcon zoomed out of hyperspace above a lush planet covered in lakes and trees. Rey stared out the window in disbelief.
It's so green, she breathed.
Rey felt very, very far from home. She had never seen a single tree before, and now she was hovering over forests that stretched to the horizon. Suddenly, there was a break in the tree line, and a beautiful stone castle came into view. Han set down the Falcon in a clearing nearby. Rey walked down the exit ramp and took a deep breath. The air smelled... Rey didn't even have the words to describe it. But there was something clean and invigorating about the breeze that blew gently through the trees. It felt cool on her skin, completely free of sand motes and dry heat. The planet was both inviting and terrifying. As they walked toward the castle, Ray tried to drink in every detail. That world would be a treasured memory after she returned to Jakku. Finn gestured to the castle wall above them.
So, who lives here? This is Maz's place,
Han replied, checking to see that both she and Finn had blasters.
Maz is a bit of an acquired taste, so let me do the talking.
Han looked pointedly at Rey.
And whatever you do, don't stare.
At what?
At anything, Han said.
Han threw open the big wooden door that marked the entrance to the castle. As Rey stepped inside, she gasped in amazement. They had entered a grand hall packed to bursting with aliens and humans from every corner of the galaxy. Some were eating and drinking. Some were playing games of chance. All of them seemed to be having a good time. A band played enthusiastically in a corner with instruments Rey had never seen before. She didn't know if the musicians were any good, but they certainly seemed to enjoy playing.
Han Solo.
A joyful cry cut through the noise of the grand hall. Immediately, everyone went silent and turned toward a short alien with golden skin. She was wearing simple clothes and a giant pair of goggles that magnified her eyes into big blue spheres. Lines marked every corner of her face. Ray could already tell the alien had earned them through centuries of hearty laughter and kind smiles. Han raised a hand in greeting.
Hiya, Maz.
Maz waddled across the room to greet her new guests.
Can't be. My eyes must be malfunctioning, she said, shaking a finger at Han. Last thing you said to me was, be right back. That was what, 25 years ago?
I've been busy, Han mumbled.
Oh, trust me, I know.
Maz shook her head.
I've lost count of the bounties out for you.
Suddenly she turned to Ray.
Boy, are you hungry?
Ray was stunned. How did you know that?
Because your stomach's loud and I'm short, she said, laughing. Come, eat.
Chapter 11. Ray tried to maintain some of her dignity as a giant plate of baked kushnips with frall was placed before her. She waited for everyone else to be served, and then dove into the food like she hadn't eaten all day. Which, to be fair, she hadn't. Han leaned in close to Maz.
I need you to get this droid to Leia. It's about Luke.
Then why don't you deliver it yourself?
Maz asked.
I can't risk leading the First Order to the Resistance, Han replied.
Maz laughed.
Oh, yeah. That's what's stopping you.
Leia doesn't want to see me, Han admitted.
Ray took a sip of the drink beside her and immediately gagged.
Oh, yeah. Don't drink that stuff,
Han said too late. Maz smiled, then looked around the table at her guests.
I know why you all think you're here, but I feel there's something more.
She turned to Finn.
You. You say you're with the Resistance?
Yeah,
Finn replied a little too quickly.
Hmm,
was all Maz said to that. Then she turned to Ray.
And you? Who are you?
Ray wasn't quite sure how to answer the question. She was seated at the same table with heroes from two wars. What was she doing there?
I'm no one, she said finally. Just a scavenger.
Then you know machines, Maz said.
Ray nodded. Uh-huh. Maz leaned forward.
Each component has a reason for being, a purpose. What is your purpose? Have you ever asked that question?
Ray felt herself being drawn in by those big blue eyes.
We all have a greater purpose, Maz continued. Do you feel it?
Ray felt something glowing inside of her. She had felt that, but never understood why.
How could a scavenger on a junkyard planet be a part of the story of the galaxy? And yet in that moment, Rey felt certain that her destiny had finally found her. She opened her mouth to say yes when Finn interrupted.
No.
Rey turned to him in surprise. What?
I just want to get out of here, he said.
Maz pointed obligingly at a different table.
Big head, red helmet. They're bound for the outer rim and will trade work for transportation. Go.
Finn stood awkwardly and nodded to everyone.
It's been nice knowing you. Really was.
Then he left. Rey felt dazed. None of it made sense. Why would a resistance soldier suddenly abandon his mission? They were so close to their goal. Rey decided she wasn't going to let Finn leave without a better explanation. He owed her that much. BB-8 seemed to agree. The droid rolled close behind her. Rey marched angrily up to Finn. What are you doing? Finn tried to turn away, but Rey refused to let him. You heard what she said. You're part of this fight. We both are. She looked into his eyes. You must feel something.
I'm not who you think I am, Finn said finally. I'm not special.
Finn, what are you talking about?
I'm a stormtrooper, Finn said.
That stopped Rey cold. It couldn't be true.
That's all I've ever been, Finn continued. A stormtrooper has one purpose, to kill. But my first battle, I couldn't do it. So I ran, right into you.
Rey's mind was racing to keep up.
You asked me if I was resistance and looked at me like no one ever had, Finn said. But I'm not a hero. I've got nothing to fight for.
Rey quieted the voices fighting in her mind. If Finn really wanted to leave, there was nothing she could do to stop him. Maybe he was a coward after all. So you're running away? She asked. Finn sighed.
I think we both are.
Rey watched Finn make a deal with the aliens bound for the outer rim. Then he walked with them through the front door of the castle without even looking back. The merry buzz of the grand hall suddenly seemed distant. What were any of them doing there? What was she doing there? Maybe she should just go home to Jakku and leave saving the galaxy to someone else. Chapter 12. Rey tried to think of anything other than Finn, but his last words to her replayed over and over in her mind. To clear her head, Rey began wandering through the castle. The long corridors of stone seemed to stretch on forever. Rey made sure to keep track of each twist and turn so she wouldn't get lost. Rey had thought escaping from the grand hall would help settle her thoughts, but being alone just intensified her fear. How had she gotten into that mess? What would happen if the First Order found her and BB-8? Were they still safe in the castle? She found herself analyzing the hallways, marking good escape paths, noting areas that were especially exposed. From the moment she had left Jakku, Rey had been on the run from one enemy or another. She was tired of running. Rey sat down and held her head in her hands. She closed her eyes and tried to focus on the happy sounds still echoing from the grand hall. That was when she felt it, a tug deep within her very core. Rey looked behind her and saw a stone staircase leading down into the castle. She had the overwhelming feeling that she was supposed to follow its lead. She heard the soft whir of BB-8 rolling behind her. That good old droid must have been following her from the start. She didn't ask him to leave as she walked down the long stairway and into a cluttered basement room. Artifacts that must have been collected over centuries covered every open space around her. But in the center of the room was a plain wooden box. Rey slowly walked toward it. It seemed to call to her with a message she didn't quite understand. She gently touched the edge of the box. Nothing happened. So Rey lifted the lid and reached for the strange silver object inside. Instantly, a powerful mechanical breathing sound filled the room. Darkness pushed in around her until all she could see was inky blackness. Then a light flickered above her. She was in a dimly lit hallway covered with metal plating. It looked nothing like the stone passages of Maz's castle. As she peered into the distance, she saw a man in black wielding a red lightsaber. His face was covered with a mask, molded to approximate a human face. But the mask's eyes were dead and empty. The man's red lightsaber clashed against a brilliant beam of blue. A young man with blonde hair raised his own lightsaber and fought furiously against the monster in black. Rey didn't understand what was happening. She turned from the battle and ran down the metal corridor. But as she ran, the floor twisted beneath her feet. She fell against the wall, which had somehow suddenly become the floor. Rey wished that the visions would end. She was so confused. Where were they coming from? Why could she not escape from them? They felt so real. Before she knew it, more images flashed through her mind. A hero stabbed by a fiery blade, a battlefield filled with soldiers, a blue and white droid beside a lost Jedi. She saw a man in a silver mask and dark hood with six shadowy figures behind him. Without knowing how, Rey realized that he was Kylo Ren, warrior of the First Order. His red-gold lightsaber glowed in a frightful cross as he glided toward her. Then Rey's vision shifted a final time. She was back on Jakku. Rey knew the landscape of that desert all too well, but Rey was only a little girl in this vision. She was struggling to free herself from a foreign hand that was holding her down like an anchor. There was a ship. Rey knew she had to get to the ship, but the hand held her back. The ship flew away. Rey's heart pounded louder and louder in her chest. A figure emerged from the darkness. Kylo Ren lifted his lightsaber and charged. Rey felt a hand on her back, but this was not the same hand as before.
There you are.
Rey spun around to see Maz smiling up at her. Rey was in the cluttered basement room once again. The wooden box sat innocently on the table beside them.
What was that?
Rey demanded. She took a few shaky breaths and started to calm down.
I shouldn't have gone in here. I'm sorry.
If you weren't meant to see what you did, the room would never have let you in, Maz said calmly.
Rey rubbed her head.
It must be the drink.
It's not the drink. It's the force, Maz said. Frightening thing the first time you let it in. But it's always present, at work in different forms, good and evil.
Rey didn't know what to say. It was too much. She was just a scavenger from Jakku, not a conduit for some mystical life force. She wasn't ready to be more. Not yet. Tears threatened to fall from Rey's eyes. Can you get me home?
Only you can do that, Maz said, taking her hand. But ask yourself where that is. Return to Jakku to continue waiting?
Rey nodded.
I have to go back.
For someone who left you when you were smaller than I?
If they come and I'm not there,
Rey choked back a sob.
They'll never find you?
Maz finished.
Yes. Please.
They're not coming back,
Maz said, not unkindly.
This I know.
Rey didn't know what to say. How could the little alien possibly know anything about her family?
Child, the belonging you seek is not behind you. It is ahead.
Rey shook her head.
I've been away too long.
She turned to go. But Maz spoke softly behind her.
Quite the opposite.
Chapter 13. Rey ran through the forest outside of Maz's castle.
It was too much.
She was tired of people she barely knew telling her how she should feel. She just wanted to go home to her simple life on Jakku. It was safe there.
Rey's thoughts were interrupted by a soft beeping behind her. BB-8 was rolling along a few meters away, carefully avoiding the twigs and branches that littered the forest floor.
"What are you doing here?" Rey asked the little droid.
BB-8 beeped comfortingly.
"No, you have to go back."
Rey pointed at the castle in the distance.
"I'm leaving. I can't stay. I can't do this."
She added softly, "Finn was right." A beam of light crackled across the sky. Rey looked up above the treetops and stared in disbelief at the pulsing red beam. She could sense the power and destruction that emanated from the glowing light. Fear welled inside her. What was going on? She turned to BB-8.
"You have to go back. You're important. They'll help you more than I ever could."
The beam had disappeared from the sky. But in its place, a fleet of First Order ships descended through the clouds. Rey looked at the ships, then back at Maz's castle. Laser fire streaked through the air, blowing a gaping hole in the side of the stone building. Flames began spreading everywhere. Humans and aliens streamed from the castle looking for safety. Rey's friends were in danger. Even if she doubted herself, she didn't doubt them. She had to go back and help. Rey raced through the forest, scanning the fleeing crowds for signs of her friends. BB-8 was keeping up as best he could. Rey glanced back to make sure he wasn't falling behind. That was when the shuttle caught her eye. Its enormous black wings folded skyward as the ship landed softly on the planet's grassy soil. An exit ramp extended, and a feeling of dread washed over Rey. A man in a long black cloak walked out of the shuttle. Rey immediately recognized the silver mask that covered his face. It was Kylo Ren, the First Order's darkest warrior. A platoon of stormtroopers accompanied him. Rey pulled out her blaster and ran for cover.
"Follow me," she called to BB-8.
But Kylo Ren had already spotted her. He was heading right for her hiding spot, with his lightsaber at the ready. Rey leaned down to BB-8.
"Keep going, I'll fight them off."
BB-8 beeped encouragingly at Rey. He didn't want to leave her, but he had a mission to complete. He wheeled away beneath the trees and out of sight. Rey kept her blaster drawn. Then she heard the menacing hum of Kylo Ren's lightsaber. It was now or never. Rey leaped from her hiding place and fired two quick blasts at her attacker. Kylo easily deflected both bolts. With a terrifying confidence, he walked toward her. Rey fired shot after shot, but Kylo deflected every blast. Soon he was standing right before her.
"Tell me, girl," he said, "where is the droid I seek?"
He lifted his left hand and reached toward Rey. Suddenly, Rey felt a searing pain in her head. Kylo was penetrating her mind with the Force. Rey tried to think of anything but BB-8. Her thoughts went immediately to Finn. Wherever he was, she hoped he was all right.
"You've met the traitor who served under me," Kylo said, reading her mind. "You've even begun to care for him."
The pain intensified as Kylo dug deeper. Rey tried to hold on tightly to every thought of BB-8, but Kylo ripped them from her grasp. He drew back in surprise.
"You've seen it. The map. It's in your mind right now."
Kylo contacted his stormtroopers and ordered them to leave the planet.
"Forget the droid. We have what we need."
Kylo flicked his wrist, and Rey felt herself losing consciousness. When Rey woke up, she saw the weathered mask of Kylo Ren hovering above her. Reflexively, she reached for her blaster, but then realized she was locked in an interrogation chair.
"Where am I?"
Rey demanded. Kylo paused for a moment before replying,
"You're my guest."
He lifted a hand, and the restraints around her arms clicked open. Rey tried to hide her surprise as she rubbed her sore wrists.
She still wanted answers. Where are the others?
The traitors, murderers, and thieves you call your friends? He asked. You'll be relieved to hear that I have no idea.
Ray's relief was matched only by her anger at the cruel man. What kind of game was he playing? Kylo clearly sensed her thoughts.
You still want to kill me?
That happens when you're being hunted by a creature in a mask, Ray spat. Kylo considered her a moment, then reached up and removed the mask. Ray was stunned. She had expected the face of a monster, twisted and scarred. But nothing about Kylo's face showed the darkness inside him. With his wavy black hair and dark eyes, he looked no different from the young men Ray saw scavenging on Jakku. But when he spoke, Ray was immediately reminded of the power and evil concealed by his ordinary face.
I know you've seen the map. I can take whatever I want.
Then you don't need me to tell you anything, Ray replied.
True.
Kylo Ren accepted her challenge. He reached out with his mind and began searching Ray's thoughts for the map to Luke Skywalker. Again, Ray tried to clear her mind, but thoughts of her friends kept interrupting.
You've been so lonely, so afraid to leave, he said. At night, desperate to sleep, you'd imagine an ocean. I can see it. I can see the island.
Ray tried to pull away, but Kylo continued.
And Han Solo. He feels like the father you never had.
Get out of my head! Ray shouted.
Ray, you've seen the map. It's in there, and I'm going to take it, Kylo said.
I'm not giving you anything!
Kylo reached toward her again. We'll see.
This time, Ray met his eyes. She pushed back against his probing thoughts, harder and harder until the pain in her head suddenly disappeared. A flash of surprise crossed Kylo's face, and Ray pressed her advantage. She reached out with her mind, entering his thoughts.
You're afraid that you will never be as powerful as Darth Vader!
Ray smiled in triumph. Kylo Ren stepped backward, dropping his hand. He staggered toward the door, clearly rattled by Rey's power. He had just enough awareness to snap Rey's restraints back into place. Then he fled the room. Chapter 14. Rey's mind raced as she looked around her prison cell. She was trapped, and yet she had never felt more powerful. Was that the force Maz had spoken of? Maybe it was time she stopped making excuses and accepted the truth in front of her. There was only one way to be sure. A stormtrooper guarded the entrance to her cell. Perhaps she could reach into his mind as she had with Kylo. Rey cleared her throat.
You will remove these restraints and leave this cell with the door open.
That hadn't come out quite right. The stormtrooper seemed to agree.
What did you say to me?
Ray kept her eyes trained on the guard and let the power, or force, or whatever, flow through her.
You will remove these restraints and leave this cell with the door open, she commanded.
Her heart pounded in her chest. It needed to work.
I will remove these restraints and leave this cell with the door open,
the stormtrooper repeated. He reached down and unlatched the manacles holding Ray down. Then he turned and headed toward the cell door.
And you will drop your weapon, Ray added quickly.
The stormtrooper dropped his rifle on the ground, then left the cell. The door was wide open. Ray picked up the weapon and ran into a gray corridor. She appeared to be inside a massive First Order stronghold. She couldn't feel the hum of engines through the floor panels. She must not be on a ship. That was a setback. No ship meant no escape pods. A planet would be much harder to find a way off of. But which of the First Order's conquered planets had Kylo taken her to? Ray followed the corridor until it turned into a walkway high above an empty atrium.
On one side of the walkway was a steel wall, and on the other side was a straight drop-off to the atrium more than 50 meters below. The walkway ended in a giant hangar door, and past that, a fleet of TIE fighters just waiting to be stolen. The only problem was the platoon of stormtroopers guarding the door. There was no way she could fight all of them. Perhaps there was another entrance to the hangar bay back the way she had come. That was when she heard the clank of boots against metal. A group of stormtroopers was headed up the walkway behind her. She was trapped. Rey glanced over the edge. If she climbed down, she could disappear before the stormtroopers spotted her. She tried to tell herself it would be just like climbing in the ship graveyard back home. She ran to the edge of the walkway and spotted a perfect foothold. Don't look down. Don't look down. Don't look down. Rey slipped over the side and pressed against the stony wall. Above her, the stormtroopers passed by without noticing a thing. There were just 48 meters to go before she reached the atrium floor. As Rey looked for another foothold, she spotted an even better option. Just a stone's throw away on her left side was a service hatch. She could climb inside and use the maintenance tunnels to get outside of the First Order base. 5 tunnels, 3 hatches, and 2 wrong turns later, Rey felt sure she must be getting close to the edge of the base. The air was growing colder, and her sweaty palms were beginning to stick to the cold metal floor beneath her. Rey saw an exit hatch in front of her and decided to take a chance. She climbed into a, thankfully, empty corridor. Her blaster at the ready, Rey slowly crept toward what she hoped was the exit. Suddenly, she heard a noise behind her. Rey pivoted, ready to fire, and saw... Finn! Rey couldn't believe her eyes. What are you doing here?
We came back for you, he said.
It was then that she noticed Han and Chewie standing guard behind Finn. Rey felt tears pricking at the corners of her eyes. After all those years, someone had finally returned for her. She didn't have to wait any longer. Chewie moaned happily at Rey, and she smiled.
What did he say? Finn asked.
That it was your idea, Rey replied. Finn had clearly embraced his role as a hero, and Rey couldn't have been prouder. She ran forward and hugged him tightly.
Hug later, Han growled. Escape now.
As they ran from the base, Finn explained what was going on. Kylo had taken her to a frozen planet that housed a weapon so powerful it could destroy an entire star system. The weapon was called the Star Killer, and the First Order had already used it to obliterate the New Republic capital. That was the beam of light Rey had seen in the sky above Maz's castle. Now, the Resistance was all that stood against the evil group. So the Resistance had launched a desperate mission to destroy the weapon. Finn had volunteered to be a part of the ground team, hoping to find Rey. He, Han, and Chewie had already succeeded in lowering the shield that protected the Starkiller. Now, Poe Dameron, who was not dead, by the way, and his team of pilots were firing on the exposed weapon. Rey and her friends finally reached the planet's surface. There, she was able to see everything herself. A squadron of X-Wings circled above their heads, taking turns leading attack runs on the massive weapon. But Han looked worried. It was all taking too long. The X-Wings should have been finished with their attack already. They had to help destroy the Starkiller.
My friend here has a bag full of explosives, Han said, gesturing to Chewie. Let's put them to use.
The oscillator is the only target, but there's no way to get inside, Finn said.
Oscillator? Rey knew that device was responsible for cooling powerful engines. The Resistance must have identified an oscillator within the Starkiller that kept the weapon from overheating. There is a way, Rey chimed in. I've been inside these walls. The mechanics are the same as the Star Destroyers. Get me to a junction, and I can get us in. Chapter 15. Rey pulled the last 2 wires out of place and reached deep inside the junction box. They were right above the oscillator control room. Rey had managed to rewire the entrance hatch, and one last piece stood between them and their target.
been doing this all my life. Never thought about it until now,
Ray said, almost to herself.
What?
Finn asked.
One small piece can be so important.
Ray yanked the control box from the base of the hatch, and the door swung open. Once inside, Han and Chewie divided the explosives between them while Ray and Finn stood guard.
You take the upper levels. I'll go down,
Han suggested to Chewie.
We'll meet back here.
Ray held her blaster high as Han and Chewie planted the explosives throughout the oscillator room. They were so close to finishing their mission. She and Finn even checked the upper catwalk and made sure the area was secure. Ray looked down into the oscillator room below them, and her heart skipped a beat. How had she not sensed him? The evil pulsing around him was unmistakable. Kylo Ren was standing on another catwalk below them. Ray held her breath and looked around frantically for Han and Chewie. She couldn't see the Wookiee anywhere, but Han was safely concealed behind a tall pillar. If he could make it to the hatch behind him, they could all slip away unnoticed. But instead of moving to safety, Han stepped towards the catwalk and called out,
Ben.
Kylo Ren stopped and turned around.
Han Solo, I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
He took a step forward.
The Supreme Leader is wise. He knows you for what you really are. Han Solo, small-time thief.
Han shrugged.
Well, he's got that part right.
Rey tried to process what was happening. How did Han know Kylo Ren? And who was the leader even Kylo seemed to fear?
Snoke's using you for your power,
Han continued.
When he gets what he wants, he'll crush you. You know it's true.
Kylo hesitated for a moment.
It's too late.
No, it's not,
Han said.
Leave here with me. Come home.
Home? Suddenly, Ray registered the resemblance between the father and son. But how? How could Han Solo's son have turned to the First Order?
I know what I have to do, but I don't know if I have the strength to do it,
Kylo said. The conflict in his voice was clear.
Will you help me?
Yes. Anything,
Han said. Kylo unholstered his lightsaber and slowly raised the hilt toward Han. He was close to his father. Rey saw the metal of the lightsaber flash in the dying sunlight. Han reached out to take the weapon. But Kylo suddenly ignited the blade, and Han fell lifeless to the chasm below. Rey screamed in horror. She couldn't believe her eyes. She stood frozen for 3, 6, 10 seconds. Then a cascade of blasts snapped her out of her daze. Chewbacca fired a quarrel from his bowcaster into Kylo's side before setting off the explosives. They had to get out of there. She took one more look down at Kylo Ren. Their eyes met, a flash of recognition crossing his face. He rose to his full height and headed for her with long strides. Rey fumbled with her blaster, but Finn knew the odds were against them. Stormtroopers were flooding the area to investigate the explosions. Finn grabbed Rey's arm and pulled her out of the oscillator room and up to the planet's surface. Rey tried to focus on the ground beneath her feet. Somewhere behind her, she heard the X-Wings fire on the vulnerable oscillator. She barely registered its destruction. Finn kept pulling them forward. Kylo Ren was surely close behind them. The red flash of his lightsaber caught Rey's eye. Rey and Finn stopped for a moment and looked at each other. Silently, they agreed that they couldn't outrun him. They turned to face the First Order warrior. That was where they would make their stand. For Han. Rey raised her blaster, but before she could even fire, Kylo used the Force to throw her backward. Rey's body slammed into a tree, knocking the wind out of her. Everything started to go dark as she fought to stay conscious. She saw a beam of blue light appear and clash against the red glow of Kylo's lightsaber. Muted sounds from the battle fought to make their way through the haze that surrounded her.
Ray focused on the blue light, slowly rising to her feet. It was Finn. He was wielding a lightsaber. Ray raced over to help him. Finn was fighting bravely, and Kylo was hurt from Chewbacca's earlier shot, but Finn was still no match for Kylo's practiced attacks. With a mighty blow, Kylo knocked Finn to the ground, wounding him. Kylo used the Force to pull Finn's lightsaber from his grip. As the weapon flew through the air, Rey knew it would be her only chance to stop Kylo. She raised her hand and focused on drawing the lightsaber toward her. She felt a tug as it neared Kylo Ren. But she was stronger. The hilt flew into her hand. Instantly, she knew it was the lightsaber from the box. She had seen all of this before. Kylo. Kylo Ren was the apprentice whom Luke had trained. Kylo had fallen to the dark side. Kylo had sent Luke into hiding. It all centered on Kylo. Kylo stared at the lightsaber in Rey's hand.
"It is you," he breathed.
Rey didn't know what his words meant, but she was too furious to do anything but attack. She charged at Kylo and ignited the weapon. Instantly, the hum of the blade resonated within her. The lightsaber was unlike anything Rey had held in her life. She didn't understand it, but she inherently knew it was the most important weapon in the entire galaxy. As she swept the blue beam down toward Kylo, it moved as though it were an extension of her arm. Instinctively, Kylo raised his lightsaber to block her. Their blades crackled as they connected. Rey took advantage of Kylo's surprise and put him on the defensive. Suddenly, the ground began shaking beneath them. Rey realized that the destruction of the Starkiller weapon must have started tearing the planet apart. A piece of the forest broke away from them and disappeared into a newly formed gulf.
"I don't want to kill you," Kylo said as their weapons sparked.
Rey laughed.
"Don't you? You need a teacher," Kylo explained. "I can show you the ways of the Force."
Rey wasn't buying a word of it. "You're a monster." She intensified her attacks, sensing more than seeing where he would strike next. Her blade cut across Kylo's face before connecting with his saber hilt. Kylo's weapon went flying into the snow. Rey stood above him with her lightsaber raised. He was defenseless. She could strike him down right then and end it all. With a great rumble, the ground between them split apart. A deep ravine opened wider and wider until Kylo was well beyond Rey's reach. Her revenge had been taken from her, but Rey had still won the fight. She watched as Kylo stumbled away from the battlefield. His men soon found him and escorted him to an escape shuttle. Rey returned to Finn's side and knelt beside him. He fluttered near unconsciousness. His wound was deep, and there was no way he would be able to walk. She wasn't sure how they would escape before the planet erupted into nothingness, but she knew it couldn't end like that. She felt more alive than she ever had on Jakku. She had a destiny. It was big and frightening, but she had friends by her side to help her. Her life was only just beginning. Rey held Finn tightly in her arms and waited for a miracle. There was silence. Then the bright lights of a familiar spacecraft glowed above them. It was Chewbacca in the Millennium Falcon. Finally, they were safe.
Epilogue. The celebration started as soon as they returned to the Resistance base. Everywhere Rey looked, she saw Resistance fighters happily reuniting. Each time it was exactly the same. The separated friends would see each other from across the room and race to be together. She watched the hugs, the tears, and the giddy laughter of survival repeat again and again. Rey was truly happy for those brave soldiers who had risked everything to save the galaxy. And yet she felt a pang of sadness at every reunion. She mourned for Han and for the friendship they would never have. And she worried about Finn, who was still lying unconscious in the medbay. He hadn't woken up since the Starkiller battle. But the doctors assured her that they were doing all they could for him. All he needed was time.
Ray insisted on sitting at his bedside as often as possible. Once again, she found herself waiting for the return of someone she cared about. It was on one of those late nights with Finn that Ray saw General Leia Organa. She was a powerful presence. The general had been fighting to protect the galaxy her entire life, long before she had become the leader of the resistance. But now she looked tired and restrained. The previous few days had not been kind to her. "How is he doing?" Leia asked kindly.
"No one seems to know," Rey said. "I guess treating lightsaber burns isn't something they cover in basic training."
Leia gave her half a smile, but it soon faded. "You have quite a journey ahead of you," she said. It was true. They had the map to Luke Skywalker. Rey could go to him and learn the ways of the Force. She could become a Jedi and help heal the galaxy. Her life would never be the same. She might never return to Jakku. She might never reunite with her parents. Finding BB-8, meeting Finn, running into Han and Chewie, a series of accidents had led her there. This time, she wanted to make the choice.
"If it were you in my place, would you go?" Rey asked.
Leia sat next to Rey and took her hand. "That's a decision only you can make." Leia paused for a moment, then continued. "But when you do decide to go," Rey began to protest, but Leia raised her hand. "Trust me, you will. And when you do go, promise me you'll be careful." She shook her head. "The Force is powerful. I know you must have sensed it when you fought Kylo. The temptation, the darkness can be..." Rey didn't need her to finish. She knew that Kylo was Leia's son. The idea that the child of two such extraordinary people could fall to the dark side was frightening. But Rey would not let fear of the past stop her from embracing the future. Leia was right. Rey had a journey to go on. The next morning, Rey gazed at Finn in the medbay. She hated to leave his side when the future seemed so uncertain. But it was a choice she had to make. She leaned over and kissed him on the cheek.
"I'll come back for you next time," she promised.
Rey gathered her things and headed for the landing field. She didn't know when she would return, but somehow she knew she would see Finn again. Chewbacca and R2-D2 had already prepped and boarded the Millennium Falcon. They were ready to take off. Leia was also waiting for Rey. It was Leia's mission to find Luke Skywalker that had put everything in motion. Now, with BB-8's map in hand, Rey was going to meet the lost Jedi. Leia absent-mindedly adjusted the collar of Rey's jacket.
"When I was young," she said, "I could have trained to become a Jedi myself."
Rey sensed Leia's concern.
"As unprepared as I feel, I know this is right."
She had started to board the Falcon when she heard Leia behind her.
"Rey,"
Leia began,
"may the Force be with you."
Those words were still echoing in Rey's head as she flew the Falcon high above Octo. Rocky islands blanketed with beautiful green trees jutted from the water that covered the planet. Rey recognized the landscape from her dreams. She had imagined the place thousands of times without realizing it was waiting for her. Rey landed the Falcon at the base of the tallest island. A rugged mountain path led from the landing pad to a small clearing near the island's summit. Her destiny was waiting there. With each step, Rey felt it growing closer and closer until she reached the end of the path. The clearing was filled with rough stone structures, and standing amid them was a man. He wore a long brown robe with a hood that covered his eyes. When he saw Rey approaching, he pulled back the hood. Though many years had passed, Rey could still see in his eyes the young man who had battled Darth Vader. She bowed and presented Luke Skywalker with his lightsaber. This concludes the reading of Star Wars: The Force Awakens, Rey's Story, by Elizabeth Schaefer.
Copyright and trademark 2016 by Lucasfilm Limited. This book was read by January Lavoie. This unabridged recording was published by arrangement with Disney Lucasfilm Press and was produced in 2016 by Blackstone Audio, Inc., which holds the copyright. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audio, Inc. If you would like to obtain a monthly update telling you about new releases, call 1-800-SAY-BOOK. That's 1-800-729-2665. For a complete listing of our titles, visit our website at www.downpour.com. Thank you.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.